March 31st. Love one another as I have loved you. John 15, verse 12. My daughter Lorraine called from college yesterday to wish me a happy birthday. She is so poised now, so mature, so self-confident, that it is hard to remember her anything but self-reliant. Can she be the same little girl in the blue-laced pinafore that I saw the other day in the family photo album? Just before we finished our phone chat, she told me, without a hint of embarrassment that often restrains children from bearing sentiment, "Dad, I love you." How touching it is, and how sweet to hear such words from people we love. I was reminded that I had not recently talked to my mother, who lives several hundred miles away. So today I called her and, as straightforwardly as my daughter, told her, "I love you." The Bible tells us that God knows our needs before we ask. But still, Jesus prayed to His Heavenly Father and bade us do likewise. By the same token, our loved ones know of our affection, but it is always nice to hear. If you have an opportunity today, no, make an opportunity today to express your love to someone dear. Write or call if you can't tell them face to face. Thank you, Father, for loving me first and forever.